The best tea in the city.
Zinze. Urumwe. You've been here before.
And
the beautiful thing that we share with Zinze is that we are both Capricorns, right?
Yeah.
And you know how particular we are with punctuality.
Yeah, I was in time.
Yes, I know you were. I know you were.
I showered first. That's all I'm going to say.
Ooh,
that's
right.
You might have ran the shower for me,
yeah.
But you were instrumental in me being on time. And we waited for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then here, it's Queen Sonia, everybody.
What a scam, guys. You guys are literally having me. Hectic.
Stembi, look at
you.
I'm born in Nix. One is sporty, to the shades. Yeah. All of that.
Nkilalo life. I'm just chopping this life thing. I want job life. That's what I'm doing.
Is that what you're doing?
I'm chopping this life. I'm tired.
And you're doing it, right?
Yeah. Imagine there was a time, you know, babe, when Kai was still the other side.
Newtown.
Mm. I used to just be this girl.
Yeah, no. You used to hang.
I used to hang around, hanging with the boys, hanging with the girls, yeah. Learning, asking questions.
Yeah.
Now look at me, drinking tea. The best tea in the city.
Yes.
Drinking tea with the best friend.
No, welcome. Congratulations.
Thank you so much, man.
Wow. I watched it.
I'm so cool that you're here as well, like, to celebrate this with me, you know, because you saw me, like, on the cover.
Listen, I know Pearl, like you say, I mean, when you used to just come and hang, and even when you started hanging, just hustling, you know, trying to make your dreams come true. And now I Netflix and chill watching A Girl Next Door, kind of, you know, so to speak. And just the first episode gripped me. You have no idea.
Really?
And that's the beauty about it. And for those who haven't watched it yet, I don't want to spoil it for you, but I can tell you now, you're not going to be able to see Pearl the same way.
Really?
Just from the first episode.
Really?
Because I think you've had a bit of course, slack in terms of your acting capabilities, because people are focusing more on your face than what you can do. And I think what Queen Sono is going to do for you is just simply put you up in there to say, this girl can really pull it off.
Thank you so much.
It is just simply amazing. That's how we get started. But let's quickly go for a break. And when we come back, DJs includes my tech team, and on the hot seat is Pearl, and I didn't prep Zintle. I wanted to prep her earlier though, but I didn't prep Zintle, but I know she's game. So questions will be coming from Zintle and I, and Pearl must wrestle with them.
Yeah. Hectic.
After this.
The best tea in the city.
Weekdays, 9 to 12 p.m.
Kaya FM.
Kaya FM, 95.9.
All right, welcome back. It is the best tea in the city, and I'm hanging out with the BFFs, Pearl Tusi, Queen Sono, with DJ Zintle, Umlilo, and sipping the best tea in the city, celebrating this girl here. What are you doing on your phone?
She's been trying to find a nice
your own Kaya TV. And your fans are looking at you.
But you said I could go live on Instagreezy,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, you can.
I just like to say, everybody, you see this? I just like to say, this lady here closed the decade, and as a dope ass BFF, I had to open the next decade. Do you understand?
Hey.
So we had to come through. She said, because the interesting fact Zinta brought up was that Lomli Lowe Big Nice was exactly 10 years before.
Oh, wow, is
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Are you for real?
Yeah,
that shit is. Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Sorry, guys. BCCSA, yeah. I said I'm lying. I'm just going to say it was a mistake.
Yeah.
But it's so crazy that for that first coincidence of both songs being Umlilo.
Yeah.
And then secondly, us being friends, and then her just shutting down, like,
you know,
2019.
How many, we have a feature every day at 7 o'clock. We get the kids to request their favorite songs.
Oh, really?
You can imagine how many times you get to live.
That is amazing.
And then you hear them, you know, they sing it in their car.
In their own way.
It's a beautiful thing to listen
that.
To. Yeah. Now,
take to me.
Z, this girl here, you know her fears, you know what she's been through.
Mm-hmm.
Is this the moment she's been building up for, you think? Or is this just the beginning? You've been there, you know.
I definitely think it's the beginning, but it's also a big moment that I don't know how to explain it. It's for the rest of us. For me, it feels like this is it for Pearl. This is like the biggest moment. But I just feel like it's the start, because you were saying how people haven't really had the opportunity to see her in her full, like.
Oh yeah.
Like how Queen Sono is coming through. And I think also, like, locally at home, like with the locally produced type thing, like where she can just do her thing.
Yeah.
So I think this is the one time where people were able to just see her fully and experience her. So this is definitely a big start.
Yeah.
It's a huge start.
Yeah.
And we've just also, as friends, been trying to get her to understand what's going on, but poor child's lost.
Is it?
She has no idea what's going on.
You have no idea?
No clue.
I don't think I do. Everybody's like, ah, this is big. I'm just like, not like just like that. I think my vision and my goal and just kind of like the legacy that I want to leave is
yeah.
is not about the moment in on its own.
Yeah.
It's about what I'm trying to achieve with this moment. Yeah. So until that is achieved for me, I haven't really won.
Ah, so basically you're still building up this full picture, and this is just one puzzle in
it's
the whole.
It's a very important. It's yeah. important. It's a very important piece of the puzzle yeah. to say enough of, you know, like the national broadcaster disrespecting us, enough of even the paid ones of disrespecting actors and production companies being disrespectful. Mm. I think it's been a very important, because when I came back from New York, I said I need to come and change the face of African entertainment. I had no plan.
And in New York, this was the Quantico.
This is when I was doing Quantico.
Yeah.
So when I came back, I said Africa is where it's going to be at, because I could see already in the States, like even the fact that they hired me from here and flew me there to, you know what I mean? I realized that Africa's got something that's about to pop. That's why I came home.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
People thought I didn't have anything better to do. No, actually,
yeah.
I'm fine. Trust me.
Yeah.
But I came back and I just, because my dream is to see an African entertainment industry or an entertainment industry in Africa that negotiates as equals with Hollywood.
Oh, yeah.
Or Bollywood.
Oh, yeah.
I want to live to see the day where Utsusompetu, if she happens to be home,
sure.
Spielberg flies here to beg her to be on his production.
Oh yeah.
Not this thing of feeling also glorified and also excited because, oh my God, Spielberg thought I was good enough for his stuff. Mm. You're an African woman, of course you were always good enough.
Oh yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
So it's that type of legacy that I'm building on, and Queen Sono is the beginning of that for me.
Yeah.
In terms of my personal career, like I've always left that to God's hands.
But now I hear a little bit telling me that you are as much the creator of Queen Sono, not just the face of it or the main character in it. Tell me about that process.
I went through like a little phase where I realized that I wasn't going to work in South Africa in terms of local productions.
Okay. And what was the reason there?
It's so disrespectful.
Okay.
It's never a negotiation. When it's money time, it's like, well, you know you need this job, so why are you even acting like, you know what I mean? And for me, I was just like, no, I'm not going to let them think this is okay. I'm not going to
yeah.
I'm not going to allow anyone to think
they can treat me
like that. So start creating work. I wanted to start producing, directing. I thought, you know, I'm a pretty smart girl. I can figure the other stuff out as well. Excuse me. And so I was on a date. I remember the PR wouldn't let me say this, but I was on a date.
Yeah.
But I left this guy. And I said, yo, I have a meeting with Kagiso. I have to go.
Yeah.
I even forgot my takeaway pizza, which kind of hacked me. I remember that day. And then...
the pizza.
Because I was so hacked when I realized I forgot the pizza. And then I went to the meeting and I basically brought a video of me. I posted this video of like me doing stunt training for Scorpion King.
Oh,
the one with the spear.
Yeah.
And I was like, so I sat down with Kagiso. I was like, I want to do a documentary about these guys who throw rocks on the freeway. Like, mentally, like, what must happen to you to throw rocks at cars to hurt people, to take from them? Like, where's your empathy?
Yeah.
Like, what has gotten you to that point? I found it fascinating.
Sure.
You know what I mean? That was one of the ideas I brought. Obviously, that one never took off.
Yeah.
I think it's a cool idea.
Good idea.
I think, like,
because there's a story behind the story here.
If somebody can steal this idea and do it well, though, if you're not going to do it well, don't steal it.
Yeah.
So, and then the other idea was, I said, like, I've always, because I, on my bio, I mean, Abotibo Touch have taught me this, like, speak something until it happens.
It happens.
Manifest things.
Oh, yeah.
Even if, and you don't have to do it publicly also.
Mm.
But so I've always called myself like the African Tomb Raider, African Khaleesi, because those kind of fictitious fantasy characters really inspire me, because we grew up watching action.
Yes.
So action has always been kind of excited me, but there isn't a lot of access to real true action on the continent even. So I took that video to Kagiso and I said I want to do something like this, like she can be a spy, and you know, I'm black, no one's trying to raid no tombs and see ghosts and stuff, like I'm okay.
Yeah.
But like in terms of what can we do that's going to show a woman in a very strong
position,
on this continent.
A lead,
And then I showed him the video, and that was it. And so when he went to go sell the idea, he was also selling the idea and then showing the video to close the deal.
Lovely. Okay.
And with Netflix, they just happened to be in town, and we showed the video, and they were down. And yeah, the rest is history.
Boom.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
Here you are, one simple idea, and Zinhle, this is basically your process as well, because some people may even ask the question, how did you even know that you must do a song with your name on it?
Yeah.
I mean, for me, that was like, what, this woman is taking her center stage. She is queen, the queen of the dance floor.
Yeah.
Do you see where the parallels are?
Yeah, I think
so.
Yeah.
So. I mean, it must be also awe-inspiring to share such a mindset, such a friendship.
Yeah, of course.
Right?
100%. Yeah.
So, is it... But now, what's with you and Yellow Bones?
You know, it's so sad.
Don't attack my friend. She's already
funny you should say that, because someone accused me of, like, what was it? They accused me of being a colorist. You have colorism. You only hang out with light-skinned people. And the father of your child is light-skinned. Po is light-skinned. Your friends are light-skinned. Your child is light-skinned. I said, my brother, but my child didn't have a choice. I mean,
yes,
think about it.
Yeah.
It's just a coincidence.
And you can throw it back at me. I'm also
Lerato is not light.
Yeah,
it's just easy to point that out when it's convenient, because you know when you want to make a point, especially on Twitter, it's easy to drag out the obvious, but like you don't look at the entire and like the full picture. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Because I mean, Mandela didn't go to jail for Zinhle to now discriminate people and be like, okay, I need all my friends to be like representation of the country. This is not a tender. A friendship is not a tender. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like, let's
do that. I don't want to lose what you're asking me about just having a friendship where we can have this kind of conversations where we inspire each other. I think we speak so much. Like, we are always in conversation. Like, like our friendship is a conversation all the time. And it's just that we're always dreaming more than anything about the things that we're able to do, the things that we can do. And most of the time, you can't even relax in this friendship, because you could relax and then Numuz is doing something dope. And then you relax and then Pearl's doing something dope. You relax and then Lera is doing something dope.
You don't want to be that friend.
So you don't want to be that friend that is slacking. So it's a lot of pressure. I built my house, you know this. Is this me or you?
It's you, babe.
I definitely thought I put on silent.
But it must be something to do with your gate.
I can answer it.
Should I press 9?
You want to answer it?
Yeah.
Should I press 9 and open?
Yeah. You just want to answer call.
No, but it's just opening the gate.
You just want to answer call.
Oh.
Just tell them not to call back.
This is Zinhle's PA, and she's currently busy.
Can I take a message? When I click that thing.
I'm saying they hate you. Who's Uzama?
But was a creative space for the event, Uzama? Is that your yes?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I took a look at
you. Don't want to know what event this is, trust me. It's oh wow. Okay, let's switch it off.
Nkosana.
This is what you're gonna get. This is what you get.
I'm good, man. I'm actually interviewing Zinhle and Pearl. We are live on Kaya TV and Kaya Radio actually right now.
Yeah.
And so Pearl, I think Zinhle forgot to put her phone on silent. So I thought, let me be the PA and answer the call.
When is the release date for the song?
When is the release date for the song? That's the question.
Friend, you're suffering right now.
You'll call her shortly.
Uncle Sana, it's a date, man.
Yeah, nah.
This is Kaya Pram. You know, good. This thing will. This coming Friday. Thank you, Nkosana. Thank you, my brother. Thank you. You're live on radio, Baba.
Okay, let's
thanks
put it on silent.
All right,
okay, give it back. Give my friend's phone. Hey.
Can you put it on silent now? Let's go for a break. We'll be right back.
You jumped when that song played.
No, everything must stop when that song played. Even if I was giving birth and the song started playing, I need to sing along and then finish and then I'm up.
And FIA, what does FIRE mean?
So, I don't know if it's really an acronym or if it's just kind of like spelling the thing differently.
Yeah.
That I wasn't able to find because I haven't really had time to talk to David about it, because I think that's the only way really I'm going to get a full idea. But the song was made after his friend passed on. Remember, there was some sort of drama and then his friend passed away and he wrote the song. So when he says, Caroline, save your drama, you don't need me in your soap opera. So the girlfriend of the guy that had passed on, of his friend, started like making accusations that it was him.
I see.
Then, so he's writing about basically like this experience of post that the trauma of it all. So when he says, I love you, doesn't mean say if you were to say, I should put my hand in the fire, that I should really put my hand in the fire.
Oh, that's where the fire
is. It don't mean
in,
say,
yeah.
If you say, make a put one leg for fire, 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 fire's gonna burn me.
Oh,
yes. Love me.
And who wants to burn? Come
right.
On.
Right.
Wait, before the break, we received a call. You're releasing a song this Friday.
Yeah.
Tell us about the song.
So the song is My Piano.
What?
Yeah, let me tell you. Funny.
I think it's always
real. Yeah, I know. It's dance music. I was just at the club the other day and I asked him, I said, how are you feeling about me? And he said, no, I love it. I'm getting into it. I said, me? I'm inside. You're still looking. I said, I'm inside.
Yeah.
So I met up with Duda. I think we had gone to Zen.
Duda!
Yes, Dr. Duda.
Cheers.
From Mikasa. We were going to Zimbabwe for a show. I think it was in Zim. I can't remember.
Yeah.
He said, there's an idea I have. Let's do something. We went to studio. I called a girl. Her name is Lucille Slade. I wanted to work with her 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Didn't work out. And then she just made sense for the song. I mean, obviously it's Duda. So you know.
No, Duda.
And also because it's Duda and myself, there's a very strong influence of house music.
Yeah.
Very, very strong influence of house music. And then we loved the song. We were jamming and we were so proud of the song. And then I left the studio and then I called Duda the next day. I said, does it still sound as good as it did? You know, when you're in studio for hours.
Yeah.
He said, it sounds better. I said, that is good.
That's good.
We had to get it mixed and mastered, so we sent it to Bruce Lito.
Yo!
See, now that is what.
Now you're talking to the master.
Now you're talking. I
to the master.
I was telling one of my staff members about Bruce. And she's like, who's Bruce?
Yo!
Don't lie.
Bruce Lito.
I'm the one who said who's.
Was it you?
Yes, babe. You.
She didn't know who Bruce Lito was.
No.
Oh,
I didn't. You know when you know the name. You know the name is iconic. Like, you know.
Was it you? I was
one of the people, if there was more than one.
Anyway,
I'm going
to
own
out. Sorry.
Yeah. So you had the master?
I heard the master. I sat in the car and I called Bruce. I said, Bruce, this is incredible. You know when they say the song is fat? The song is
yeah.
That's what people should expect from
Friday.
Oh, my
word.
Because I love the song, but it's My Piano. I'm also just not as confident because you don't know where the conversation could go.
Yes.
But when Bruce did that to the song, I said, we're taking it to the top.
And to the top it goes.
It goes to
so
the top.
Friday, the release date, now you know. And you heard it here, and definitely we'll check it out. And you also got a tweet invite from Maporisa.
Yes. Actually, I'm seeing my producer in studio next week because I haven't had time. But I'm seeing Prince KB on Thursday.
Even?
Yeah, because let's make the music.
Let's make the music. You're right.
Sing them, Sha.
You guys travel a lot together.
We try.
The last time I saw Zintle, we were just coming back from Mauritius.
Yes, and she had left. Yeah,
she had left a little bit earlier than that.
Were you there?
Yeah.
We met at the airport. Yeah.
We met at the airport
with these 25 kids, like
all 25 of them.
The tribe was there.
I was panicked. I said, you're traveling with everybody. You really even asked you. I said, you can travel with all these people.
Yes.
No,
we take the girl with us wherever we go. December, January time, they know they own us. Any other time, no. But that time, they own us. Now, does foreign sex count?
Excuse me?
Does foreign sex count? You know you're out there, you're in Mauritius.
Sexy sex. Highly sexy.
Does it? No, no, no.
Do you know that song?
Here's the question.
I'm so confused. I'm just like...
Let me clarify it.
Yes, clarify it, please.
You are in Mauritius. There's a perfect stranger.
A stranger is a stranger, guys. Let's not go for it. I don't want to change it.
And something happens. Do you declare as you land here? Either declare to Zinhle or if you have a
there's
partner,
nothing.
Partner.
There's nothing Zinhle doesn't know about.
So you declare
about my age. Or
yeah, but there's no foreign
mission.
Sex though.
Huh?
There's no foreign sex. That's not there.
She said,
there's
huh?
No, we don't do that.
You spend months in Quantico.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
tell us about that.
Let me tell you something. I'm a serial monogamist. I'm bad. Like I am.
Ah,
when I'm in something, I'm inside.
Oh.
I'm pagati inside.
Me too.
Yes.
Pagati inside.
But, no, when I'm in a. No, when I was in New York, yeah. I was engaged, most. It was over.
Ah.
I used to fly back. What do you mean? My miles game was crazy. Like, booking, I even found ways how to scam, like how to book so that you save the most money to fly business class, because I'm also a brat, but now I'm not coming with, like, millions of dollars. Or
yeah.
So anyway, no. If anything happens, it happens because somebody's not in a relationship. Nothing happens when one of us is in it. We are hectic.
And now that you're not.
Aww.
I'm handling business.
Oh, yes. I'm handling my business. The streaming world, Netflix. It's a different ball game altogether. Netflix, Showmax, different balls the game altogether. And obviously, even your performance there spells the success of other projects.
Mm.
Right?
Mm.
We are not. Queen Sono is number one in South Africa, number seven globally.
Mm-hmm.
What does that even mean going forward?
Oh, wow.
Because it's the sixth episode, is that it?
Well, if the numbers don't lie, right? And if the numbers do really great, we'll have a second season that will have a really great budget and a greater reach. You were asking me earlier about if I'm going to tour beyond South Africa.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a screening that some of my friends and colleagues in Nigeria put together to date their own screening of Queen Sono Day. But they've put so much onto the show and onto the screening, the premiere that we had, that it was really crazy. What really is going to make the difference is that if the show has crazy numbers on the continent and globally, then in the second season, there'll be a press run all around the world. But right now, like, you're calling people to come to a show that they haven't seen or haven't heard of, or you know what I mean, that they haven't connected with. So I think to connect with the show first and then start doing global tours and going to Comic Cons and things like that is going to be a possibility.
So basically, work the ground where you are at, make it big there,
make it big where you are, and let people love and understand, because people are hungry for different types of stories right now.
Yeah,
people are hungry for something fresh and new. So it's a really good time. And I mean, I would love to do worldwide tours and, you know, meet new people or whatever.
Yeah.
But as long as it's done on the continent, that for me is first prize.
Yes.
The rest of it all, like, it's cool. Like I was excited last night when I saw, you know, the Oprah magazine in the US, like, was like, oh, Paul Tucci's the one. You know what I mean? Essence has done it.
Yeah.
But, like, I was disappointed when the Sowetan, like, attacked us. Do you know what I mean? Like, saying our show didn't take off. What do you mean? CNN and Time and BBC said we're dope. Like, what do you mean?
Mm.
You know, and it always makes me sad that Africans, or, you know, let me leave Africans out of it, because Nigerians love their people.
Mm.
In South Africa, like, you have to please the rest of the world before you can please your own people sometimes.
You must leave the country before you get a standing ovation. And it goes back to our past.
Mm.
And we seem not to have rattled that.
The self-esteem issues that
we
have.
Yeah, I think that ape is still on our back, so to speak. Where, as a black coffee, because you have now broken walls and been on stages, and now we bow to you. You have to be a Trevor Noah to leave the country for you to come back to get the, you know, the attention and the respect you deserve. And you're right. That needs to.
It needs to change.
It needs to change. And look at even how we consume our media. Look at how we consume things we do. I mean, Zinhle, I mean, right now, there are certain songs you shouldn't play in South Africa because people are tired of them. But should you go overseas, they don't care. It's your catalog. Play it. right?
Yeah.
The songs here are short-lived. So is anything, because we are just, we want things to happen and turn around so quickly. And that's why we have a problem. We have a problem of artists making it now and soon. They're forgotten. Why? Because there's nothing new coming. But you go to the world, people are still celebrated from their old stuff.
Mm. Yeah,
you know?
Janet Jackson's about to do a tour.
Yeah. I think it's also just a thing of, we don't, sometimes I just feel like we don't have as much confidence in our own creations. We have more confidence in what people overseas can create. Like, so something you were saying about how you go overseas and then come back, and then now that you've done Quantico, now you are like the most.
Yeah.
But you're creating content that was just as good locally.
Yes.
But you're not getting the recognition. So I just feel like also, because there's so much happening, like even just with the change with media going online, everything is moving faster. Music is being streamed. Yes. It's not being bought anymore. There are a lot of changes. I just feel like we just don't know how to make our own thing work. So we have more faith in, you know, the international stuff. So we'll pay more of that music that comes. Like, we're not selling our own stuff. We're trying. I think we're doing much better, but we just need to have more faith in our own creation.
Talk about faith. What faith, and where do you even get the strength to leave your daughter for so long and to follow your dreams? Is it because of the support system you have? I mean, I always think about that. I mean, you're a single mom, and like, you have to conquer the world. And here you are, single mom Pearl. I mean, you're a single mom from very early on.
Mm.
How do you even begin?
Yo,
because this is a story of all single moms, if you think about it. And probably there's a single mom who's looking at a child on some, maybe if I didn't, maybe things would be different.
But
here you are.
My mother, I remember I was like, you know, rich, having lots of money is relative, right?
Yes.
So when I was young, my mom had she was a nurse, so she had the opportunity of either going to Dubai or whatever to go and nurse. So I was like, we're going to have more money, you need to go.
Yeah.
She didn't go. Because she was worried about missing things like my first period, or you know what I mean? Like, and I mean, now in retrospect, like, I realize that was must have been a huge sacrifice for her, or maybe she might have been scared. Only God knows. But for me, I think it's really important. Like, I've self-appointed my life as the curse breaker. What is it? Like, breaking. I'm here to break curses and family. What do you call this thing?
Generational poverty. Like, generational curses.
I'm here to break generational curses in my family. If it has to do with poverty, I'm done with it.
Yeah.
One of the reasons I am very quick to get uncomfortable in a relationship is because I know what abuse looks like. And
you've seen it.
Yeah, I've seen it. I've experienced it. I've lost a lot.
As in happening around you.
Like, happening in my household. Yeah. Like, I've lived that, and there was no way I was going to allow my daughter, for example.
So the red flag immediately you see.
I'm Audi, Babati, don't get comfortable. Look.
Yeah.
Cut it if you want to. Don't get comfortable.
Yeah.
So my whole thing is like, it's like me, I'm out.
I mean, like, you shut you. That's why you shut yourself.
Also, you shut yourself. Oh, my.
So there's that. And then, guys, you guys.
Sorry,
please. I clap with you. I know what it is. But my mom didn't live her dream. And then when I had Uthando, Babuaki was able, he just decided that he's going to Paris to chase his dreams. And I said, so me, my dreams, what must happen? Like, I stayed. I said, okay, hey, I carried this person. What must I do? And, you know, then he came back. And guys, we can never disrespect God's timing. Even what's happening in my career right now is God's timing. Because I suffered, guys. I can't say too much, but I suffered.
Yeah.
So as soon as he came back, I get a gig, it's my turn, it's time to go. Like, he came back, and then not long after that, I was able to leave. And then I went to New York State. It was very tough for me personally and for my daughter. I flew back as often as I could. But I've also believed that kids are not here for us, they're here through us.
Yes.
God is going to handle her life. Okay. Like, who am I to think that I have, I am better or more important, and my presence is more important than God's presence in her life.
Yeah.
I trust God with my children.
Wonderful. Zinta, yours?
Yeah,
same story?
It's the same story for me. Kara is a very independent child, and I think she was created not
to come into my life and then make me move things around. I think she was just created to fit perfectly into my life and Kenan's life even. So even with work, I think for me mostly it's just the support. It's just the people that we have around us that are able to help. Yeah. I never say no to help. Like,
and
you know the thing is, mothers say no to help trying to act like heroes.
Yes.
They burn out.
Yes.
If you can get help and it's someone you can trust, then get the help, get that nap, like an hour nap, whatever you can do. But for me, it's the support that really counts.
Yeah.
To be able to leave my child at Pearl's house for like a week. That's the type of thing.
There's love, there's friendship. Those are the strong, positive things we all celebrate, and that's what keeps a friendship like this strong and to keep it going. But at the same time, underneath that, there's a fear. We fear for our friends. Do you have one for Pearl? Pearl, do you have one for Zintle? And it might be a fear of, I hate to see her driving. I just don't know why.
Well,
you know what I mean?
She does hate.
Brought that up.
I'm like, oh, I'm driving long distance. Why? Why don't you just fly?
Yeah,
I do drive. Okay.
Even for her career, it might be, it's something that it's here and you have it as a motherly instinct, as a sisterly instinct.
I think she knows. I think it's mostly just she. I feel I could be wrong, but I'm never wrong really. But
yeah.
Sometimes I feel like she takes the influence of her previous relationships into a new one. So, and it's just little habits. Because also she's very stubborn. So she's got these strong ideas about certain things that, like, okay, you're not going to hurt me like this. This is not going to happen. Like, I just met you, and this, you're not going to hurt me like this. These are the rules. If you don't fit into those rules,
yeah,
it's out for you. Pumupele.
Yeah.
Pumupela.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it scares me sometimes because, you know, I feel like it's something that she appreciates, having someone, like as a friend, I know that it's something that she appreciates. But sometimes I just watch how, like hectic she is. Like, she's hectic.
She's basically telling you guys that I sabotage things.
Yes, basically. And also just because we work so hard, especially she's crazy with work.
Yeah.
It's that thing of, when will you find time to just like take care of yourself also, just comfortable with her. She knows. I insist on her going to therapy. I insist on her going to the gym. I insist on her just like taking her. I mean, she takes care of her skin. We all know that. But just take care of her mind and her body, and just making sure that she's sharp.
Wonderful.
Because I think she overdoes it sometimes. So it's just those things, like she overworks herself, and then she's just like, oh,
no,
like,
I crashed.
What a friend you have!
And then she sabotages.
You have a sister.
Why would you guys choose trash friends? Like, you gotta like select, come through. Like, I saw this one. I saw this one has potential to be.
And then, what are your fears?
For the day, look, I almost went that way. I just think for me, like, Zinta's very good with, like, generally taking care of herself and her family. Like, but I sometimes have a fear that she, you know, there's a song by Beyonce that says, "Who's there to who's there to save the hero after she saves the world?"
Oh yeah.
So like, I think of that. Like, after you've carried everyone else, like, does she
who's
know that?
Who's gonna carry you?
Who's gonna carry you? Like, are you sure? Like, I want to be there to carry you.
Yeah.
Like, the thought of seeing her unhappy or crying, like, break it. I don't know if it just breaks my heart, but if it does, like, it releases like a monster.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what happens when women's hearts are broken, like, by anything.
Yeah.
Like, a monster comes out and, like, I get angry, you know?
Yeah.
And I've learned to...
Anyone but her.
Right.
Yeah.
And there's a thing of, like, now I've kind of learned to control it, right? Because before, coming guns out, Twitter, everywhere, I'm ready, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so now it's kind of like a thing of, let the monster protect her, then destroy everything around her. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Does it make sense? Like, like Khaleesi's dragons, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So just the idea of seeing her unhappy or anyone taking her for granted because she looks so strong.
Yes.
Because people think it's okay to hurt people who are strong. You think they'll be fine. But we're very vulnerable. Like, why do you think we act so strong? Yeah.
When the shades go down.
Yeah.
It's, so my fear is just seeing her unhappy.
But I'm happy for both of you.
Thank you so much.
To see this sisterhood is truly inspiring.
Yeah.
Queen Sono, congratulations.
Yes. We have three more minutes.
I must pay the rent and maybe when I was in 3 minutes, can you get us this song so that I can play it on Friday?
Maybe.
What do you mean maybe? I can break it on Platinum Friday, girl.
What's that? Platinum Friday, babe. Don't you want to be on Platinum Friday?
Platinum Friday. This very weekend. This very Friday.
Yo, bro. I'm sorry.
Let's check my options. I'll keep
it. Wow.
There's no other option than this Afropolitan right here.
Right? Yeah. Shout out to you guys. You guys, this DC man is coming through, handling my girl. But quickly, I just want to say thank you so much for when I was loitering in the studio. Shout out to Fente, and Mark, and everyone else who kind of just embraced me.
Yeah.
This is basically a good place, you know, good music, good friends. Yeah. It feels like home.
It is home.
Thank you. So for me, it's just the full circle, really beautiful moment to be here. At what looks like the pinnacle of my career, having been here at a time where I had no idea what was going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
And people like you would talk to me and you would listen to my silly questions and like answer them.
Yeah.
And I was a crazy little girl, like not really sure what my direction or plan was, but I was just wanting to be around good people. So I just want to thank you for giving us good music and being a good friend.
Only a pleasure. Keep shining.
Yeah,
thank you.
The best tea in the city. Weekdays, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Kaya FM 95.9.